joined by Aoife Prendergast, who runs Slianua Careers in Dublin South, doing CVs, cover letters, application forms, mock interviews and interview training. And Aoife, I'd like to talk to you first of all about interview training. And I know that you place great emphasis on building the confidence of your clients. It's not just about the detail, it's about how they feel about themselves, how they believe in their skills and their achievements. Is that right?
That's completely correct, Liam. I suppose I focus on the interview training session completely on your own performance, and you cannot perform well at an interview unless you have the confidence to do that. And that's what I try and ensure throughout the whole of the interview training. So I suppose first of all is establishing the areas of need, areas of improvement, and looking at a person's limitations or weaknesses within the first 10 minutes. So we have that clear structure throughout.
And is that in terms of their skill weaknesses or communication weaknesses in terms of the interview, or both?
It's a mixture of both, because I always assume that if there is a weakness or there's a limitation, it affects a person's performance, but it also affects the confidence levels. And those two are integrated, I see that. So it's really important to establish that really early on in the interview training.
Okay, so having done that, where do you go from there?
I suppose the next step then is to review those areas of need. And throughout the whole of the interview training process, I'd ensure that people can see the outcome at the interview right at the end. So that using these areas of need or areas for improvement, making sure that that's addressed throughout the whole interview session so that people are aware of it and can actually see the clear outcome at the end.
And do people get a boost in doing that? Do you see their confidence rise?
Definitely. And I suppose you really see the confidence rise after the first one or two questions, where a client would actually give you the answer that they would propose or they would prepare for the interview. So they, you can see that straight away and the client can see it themselves.
Okay, where do you go with the session then? What do you try and focus on then?
Well, I suppose the next part of the process would be to emphasise the four-step approach in providing the answers and examples. And I suppose the key aspect of the four-step approach, from my perspective, is that you always paint a picture or you illustrate the examples throughout the whole of the interview. Okay, so it's not, I suppose, good enough just to say, I've solved this conflict, I did this, that and the other. You have to illustrate to your potential employer how you were involved in that particular competency and what was the clear outcome or what was the resolution at the end. And more importantly, to establish to the employer themselves that the steps that you took to address that, and you have to make sure that that is quite clear. So I really emphasise that four-step approach, because I think it is the most useful way to answering any question in an interview situation.
And be graphic as you so do. Be graphic as you so do. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, Aoife, thank you very much. That's very interesting. Aoife Prendergast runs Slianua Careers in Dublin South, based in Dunleary. You can contact her by emailing aoife@slianuacareers.com or telephoning 01-902-0123. And Aoife works with people at all stages of career development, from the recent school leaver right up through people's entire careers. Thank you very much, Aoife.
Thank you.